Welcome. It is a beautiful spring morning. How many of you were blessed with the rain? Oh, amen. Well, this morning I'm going to talk a little bit about rain and rain gauges and all kinds of fun stuff. But I want to remind us to praise God in the good things that He gives us. I'm going to start with Psalm 100, and I'm going to be reading out of the New American Standard, so you might just want to read along. Psalm 100 says, "Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord Himself is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pastures. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting and His faithfulness to all generations." Now, I am with you, very grateful for the rain. About 25 years ago, Uncle Melvin took our family to fishing at Kanopolis Lake on a Labor Day afternoon. We packed our family and Melvin and Fanny in our old white station wagon. We packed sandwiches and we fished and we had a great time. At Kanopolis, we didn't get any rain, but here we got a refreshing rain while we were gone. And as we turned on, let me see if I'm oriented right, over here off of Partridge Road onto Morgan, onto the dirt road, there was it was obvious that we had got some rain here. And as the tires kicked up mud onto the underside of the car, Melvin said, "Just listen to that mud." I think that only is a farmer's way of looking at things. About 10 years ago, I bought one of these fancy rain gauges. Now, this rain gauge, it doesn't just measure inches, it measures tenths, and then it measures hundredths. Now, when we moved to our new house a few months ago, so I didn't take the rain gauge along, and I know that Dad had a rain gauge up when he died in 16, but somewhere in the meantime, that rain gauge went missing, and so there was no rain gauge at our house. So last week in faith, I reached out and I ordered me one of these new rain gauges, that the same kind that measures in hundreds. Now, I'm told that our community is a little bit of an anomaly here. Most places they talk about getting 2 inches or 3 inches or inch and a half or something like that. But here we like to get right down to it so we can keep track of all the rain that we get. Now, Cliff Nisley, Harry's neighbor, and just a mile to the east of us, west of us here, he is an official rain gauge keeper, and I think probably some of you could tell us exactly how many hundredths of rain we have gotten or you've gotten on your farm up until from January 1, etc. So yesterday morning, Rosa came back to the house after checking the gauge, and she excitedly told me, "We got 84 hundredths." I talked to someone yesterday from Hutchinson who said they got 2 inches. And I think maybe I'm just as happy with the 84 hundredths as he is with the 2 inches. This morning when I came into church, I talked to a brother who said they got 93 hundredths. Rain is similar to the air we breathe. We don't think about it much until we're in a situation where we don't have any. And hopefully none of us are in a situation where we have to struggle for oxygen, but it happens sometimes. In Deuteronomy 11, Moses is warning the people of Israel. And in verse 13, he says, "It shall come about if you listen obediently to my commandments, which I am commanding you today, to love the Lord your God and serve him with all your heart and your soul, that he will give the rain for your land in its season, the early and late rain, that you may gather in your grain and your new wine and your oil. He will give grass to your fields for your cattle, and you will eat and be satisfied." And then he also says, beware that your hearts are not deceived and the things that will happen if you do. I mean, if you turn against God. In our Sunday school lesson some months ago, we read about Elisha and how he went to Ahab and said, "It's not going to rain, Ahab, until I say so." Now, I'm not sure. The text doesn't say that God told him to go. The text says, right after that, he said, the word of the Lord came to him saying, right after this, the word of the Lord came to him saying, "Go away from here and hide yourself by the brook Kirith, which is to the east of the Jordan, and it shall be that you can drink from the brook." So I'm not sure if, I don't understand for sure. It may be that Elijah said, "These people are not following God and it will not rain." But I think he reached out and stepped out in faith and said, "I'm going to, as God's messenger, I'm going to proclaim a drought because of the actions of the people." I don't have proof of that, but I think that may be accurate. Again, the text doesn't say that God told him to go to Ahab and say this. Now, Jesus, when he was preaching on the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5, says this when talking about how it was compared to Jesus' way. You have heard that in verse, I think this is 45, in Matthew 5, 38, "You've heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but I say unto you, do not resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, let him have your coat also. Whoever forces you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks you, and do not turn away from him who wants to borrow you. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemies. Hate your enemy, but I say to you, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous." I don't want to make a big deal about this, but I think we can be careful when we say it's not raining because he was doing something he shouldn't be doing. Jesus says Jesus's new way is it's raining on everybody. I'm sure there's other things that he's saying in this, but so whether you are a farmer needing rain for parched fields, a busy mom needing rest from exhaustion, humans needing oxygen in the air that we breathe, all of us are dependent on God for life. And he deserves our thanksgiving and our praise. Anthony, could we sing yet before we close song number 34, Praise Ye Jehovah?
Sir.
Benediction, Psalm 100 again. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations.